This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The trial for the two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old massage therapist, continued this week. CPR's justice reporter Allison Sherry has this update.
Prosecutors on Tuesday called Ryan Walker, a paramedic who was on scene that 2019 night with defendants Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chakuniak. Walker testified that he worried about the large dose of ketamine given to McClain. State Assistant Attorney General Jason Slothauber.
Did you have concerns about the amount of the ketamine dosage that had been requested?
Yes.
You explained to the jury what those concerns were.
In my report, I estimated that he weighed 160 pounds.
McClain weighed about 145 pounds and was given a dose for a 220-pound person. Walker says he didn't argue with the dosage ordered, though, even though it was too big. The pathologist who performed McClain's autopsy says his cause of death was complications from ketamine after forcible restraint with police. The trial continues Wednesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Denver City Council will vote on buying the old Denver Post building for nearly $90 million. The building sits walking distance from both the state capitol and the city-county building. The city has been renting a few floors of the building since 2016, but Denver is projected to need an additional 250,000 square feet of office space for city courts and legal services in the coming decades. The full council will vote on it in the next few weeks. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's been a warmer few days along the Front Range lately. Today along the Front Range, highs are in the mid to upper 60s, and starting Thursday night, snow is possible along the Front Range. Stay right here. Coming up next, it's more here and now.